Maybe you've seen the boxes in the mailroom of your office or on a neighbor's porch. Cardboard boxes with the word Zappos on them. Shoe boxes. Just a few years, Zappos.com has become a fanatical following and become the internet's biggest shoe seller, defying the conventional wisdom that consumers won't buy things they can't try on first. NPR's Audie Cornish, who, by the way, has some experience in shoe buying, reports.
Sarah Gady is an Episcopal priest in Florence, Alabama, and one of the first people to reply when I put out an email appeal for Zappos fans. Here's what she wrote back.
I'm a fervent evangelist for Zappos. If I were half as enthusiastic about how Jesus can change your life, we'd be adding on to the church to contain all our new members. I'm sad to say it's actually true.
She's kidding, sort of. But Zappos does have a special place in Gady's heart and her closet.
I mean, how could you resist these bright orange sandals that are soaked? These are fabulous. They are a little pink and black plaid with pointy toes. Oh, my gosh, they're so gorgeous. They're Betsy Johnson, and they have a little sling back, and they're kind of a brocade, and they have a bow on the toe with sparkles, which you can never go wrong with. And I think I had to buy, like, I think this was the time when I ordered about 10 pairs of shoes before I got these.
That's right. She said 10. Like a lot of Zappos customers, Gady often orders several pairs at a time at full price to get the right fit and style. Luckily, she works at home, and her husband doesn't mind the piles of boxes that come to her doorstep. Others aren't so lucky. Amy Vinson is an investment banker in Nashville. She says she'd rather share her Zappos addiction with her office receptionist than her spouse.
Particularly if I've bought numerous pairs and I don't really want my husband asking why I bought a three-year-old six pairs of shoes, I'll have the box sent to the office so that I can weed through them and look through them here instead of explaining it later.
Vincent's three-year-old son is the enabler in her addiction to Zappos. Vincent says she's far less likely to come up empty-handed searching online than dragging her toddler from store to store. And if the shoes don't fit, she just sends them back.
Without free shipping, it would not be as appealing. If it cost me $15 to return a box of two or three pairs of shoes, then the cost of the shoes that I kept just went up.
Free shipping and free returns. That's what's propelled Zappos from a $100 million to a $600 million company over the last 7 years.
Some of our best customers are people that return a lot of shoes.
That's Craig Adkins, VP of the Zappos Company Warehouse in Kentucky. The building looks like one of the company's trademark blue, white, and black shoe boxes, except roughly the size of 12 city blocks. More than 25% of all shoes shipped out of this building come back here to the returns department. That's three times the return rate of a regular shoe store, and Zappos is covering mailing costs for each and every pair. But Adkins says the free shipping policies aren't so much a burden as a marketing tool.
If we didn't do that, considering the commodity that we're selling, it would be much more difficult for us to be competitive with actual physical stores where you can just go and try it on and it doesn't fit, so I don't buy it. Here, you're buying it on faith.
And don't count out brick-and-mortar stores yet. Online sales still only make up 6% of all shopping. And even diehard internet shoppers like Amy Vinson still savor a day out for retail therapy.
People are waiting on me, and I get to, like, look at and touch beautiful shoes, and I don't have anybody pulling at me or tugging at me, so that's kind of my little release. And I wouldn't get that same kind of rush by buying my own shoes online.
Zappos is expanding its efforts into clothing and handbags, fashioning itself as a broader service. Meanwhile, its competitors are finally jumping into the online shoe game. Amazon, eBay, and The Gap have each started their own internet shoe stores, all offering free return shipping. Audie Cornish, NPR News.